morning, Sandra Ezekwesili. Welcome to The Glass Ceiling on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Are wives who make more money more likely to be abused? Wives who make more money, are they more likely to be abused? Like I said during the Big Three when I was teasing this subject, we've been having this conversation for a long time. And this conversation was because I saw data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, and they say that as soon as a woman starts making more money, more than half the money in the family, the chances of her husband abusing her emotionally increase by 20%. And this is data, 10 years worth of data. That data showed that when she starts making more money, more than half the money in the family, chances of her husband abusing her emotionally increase by 20%. Chances of her husband abusing her physically increase by 35%. And all the time we had the conversation, I kept asking, if you thought that these statistics would hold true for Nigeria, and then I also asked you what you thought the factors behind this situation were. And we'd had so many interesting calls. Some people said, oh, women are ignorant. Some people said arrogant. Some people said women are arrogant. And then other people also called and said, no, the problem is not women. The problem is men. The person called, several people called in and said, no, the problem is that men themselves are the ones who are arrogant. Let me play a few of those calls for you.
Happiness calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Happiness. What do you think about this data from Australia?
Sandra, you know, I was thinking it's a Nigerian problem alone.
No, it's not.
So Australia, too, they practice it. They practice the same thing.
So you think it's a Nigerian problem, too?
Honestly, I was thinking it's only our problem. It's a big virus, then. Sandra. We need a deliverer. To me, in this Nigeria, it's pride. Our Nigerian men, they're too arrogant, you know, and they don't want to be intimidated by woman's money, and it is wrong. Please help us, enlighten them. They should accept the woman the way God has blessed her, them to be part of the blessing. They shouldn't sit on us because of money.
So that was Happiness from months ago. We also got this call talking about men being domineering.
I have something to say about this topic, which is very interesting, actually.
Okay.
Like one of the callers said, Nigeria's rate is going to be higher.
Okay.
Why? Because men tend to have this sense of insecurity. They believe that if a woman is higher position, she has more money, they would not be able to have control over her.
Okay.
And they like this domineering attitude, probably the way the culture is. They have been brought up to believe they have the upper hand. So if they meet a lady that is doing well, or a lady that does not succumb or subject herself to their two, you know, some men can tell you, if you don't do this that I want you to do, don't talk to me ever again, or I'm not going to buy you this, you know, place conditions. So when you now find a woman that is independent, that such threat, such deprivation would mean little or nothing to her, it makes them feel insecure. So I just feel this insecurity. When people talk about arrogance, it's across the board. Men could be arrogant. Women could be arrogant. Attitude problem is everywhere. But that sense of insecurity makes you feel uncomfortable when someone else is doing better than yourself. So it has nothing to do with someone being arrogant. It's just insecurity. It happens between women and women. You can have beef for another woman having a better shoe than you in a meeting or something. You understand? So to me, it's just sense of insecurity. And I want a woman, I'm a career woman, I'm independent, I have a lot of things that I've achieved for myself. So I want women to go out there, stand and do what they have to do, make your money. It doesn't matter how uncomfortable the man is. Because trust me, when he has all the money, he tends to call all the shots and he bullies you. That is one thing I hate in my entire life. I hate being bullied. I hate being intimidated. I had issues some time ago. I was trying to pay for my SEC exam. And I had issues with, just because of money. There was I think I was short of about 20-something pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I called someone and he's in every capacity to help.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, let's meet at ShopRite, we talk them everything. I said, I will transfer what I have to you, to your account. Then you pay fully from there.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the month, I will pay you the balance.
Mm-hmm.
We all agreed, only for us to be going back. And he was heading towards a guest house. I'm like, what's happening here? He said, I'm like, if you're borrowing money, I should sleep with you because you want to borrow me money. I said, I've been taking these exams for how many years now? I have never had to sleep with anyone.
Hmm.
Please, sir, I'm sorry. He just dropped me off the road. And we agreed I was going to stop me somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped me off the road and told me to find my way. And I did. And as God will have it, because they have a deadline, I was able to meet that deadline by a total stranger. And I paid back as I agreed to that person.
Mm-hmm.
So trust me, men can be insecure.
Mm-hmm.
They can be bullies. They can intimidate.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to stand your ground. If you believe in yourself,
mm-hmm.
and just know that this is what you have to do, just do it.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with being arrogant. They're as arrogant as you can be.
Mm. So those two callers think that the real problem is that some men approach the relationship with their wives with arrogance and dominance. And because of that, they take any sign of independence as an insult or an attack. And I want to know what you think about that. Do you agree with this assessment that yes, there's an arrogance problem, but it's from the husbands, not the wives? 01465-7190. If you're a woman, call that number. If you're a man, call us on 0700-993-993-993. But before I come to the phone lines, I got another call weeks ago. Before I take your calls, I want to play you one more call that I got weeks ago. So first of all, I have to say, I really like how lots of our calls were focused on the mental and emotional dimension. I think a lot of the social issues are fueled by our mental states. So we've talked about arrogance, right? Now, let me play this call about insecurity. Some of our callers felt that the reason women who earn more than their husbands are more likely to be beaten is that these men are gripped by insecurity.
Yeah,
good to have you on the show. I'm very well.
Thank you.
Hmm.
So, I think a couple of reasons why a husband will beat his wife.
Mm-hmm.
First is maybe he's insecure and his mindset.
Okay.
So, as you said, he believes a man should be the provider, he should be the head of the home, blah, blah, blah. So, he feels like if he's making less, he's not really a man. I find that a lot of broke men, or maybe not even broke, but a lot of men that don't make a lot tend to be angry for some reason, and it could lead to violence.
Okay.
Now, the people that are saying the woman may be proud, I think you have to take responsibility for the partner that you picked. So some people are proud and they have nothing.
Mm.
So if a person is naturally proud, whether they have or they don't have, they're going to be proud.
Mm.
But that's your issue. You pick them. So it's not anybody's fault. But I think, you know, we need to know who we're picking so that we have a good marriage at the end of the day.
I wonder whether you agree with that. I wonder if it is true, what they're saying. And if it is true, the question becomes, where does that insecurity come from? Where does that insecurity come from? We've got Daniel in Ajah on the line. Hi, Daniel. Daniel is not there anymore. Let's take a few calls. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Very, very fine.
Welcome.
About the issue on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if both husband and wife are really, really understanding,
mm-hmm.
whether the woman is richer than the man,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there shouldn't be any problem. Like in my own case, everything comes from me.
Okay.
Even the one that my wife is doing, I'm not after that.
Okay.
But we share the same bank account.
Oh.
Whatever she wants to use the money for, she will let me know.
Okay.
And whatever I want to use the money for, she will know. So there is no need. Whether the man is working or not, he should be very, very happy that at least the wife could be responsible, you know, for getting the family move on. So there shouldn't be anything angry. The man shouldn't get annoyed. The best thing for him to do, if he wants to get annoyed, let him go and look for work. Not the woman that has suffered alone. She will go out, come back, cook and do everything. The man is still sitting down and expecting the woman to do everything. And then how will she be happy? There are things that the woman will not happy, and then she will be proud. Yeah, if not me, that did everything. What have you done? You know, things like that. Okay. So there should be understanding between husband and wife, and so that they will be able to live very good life. That's all.
That's all, he says. Thank you very much for calling. Do you agree with that caller who just called in? What do you think about the different opinions that I've shared with you on the show from various callers who have been calling since we started this conversation? Let's speak with IK. IK is in Ogun State. Hi, IK.
Sandra Ezekwesile. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
You were missing in action for a few days, and that your friend that sounds mischievous was covering. I hope there was no problem.
Which of my friends?
Agogo.
Oh, no. I was on leave. I had to take a small leave.
All right, that is good.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about the discussion that you had.
Mm.
I wanted to play some... do some, remind us of what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the things you played were one-sided. There were two sides to the story.
Okay.
Or was it that the only people who said that men are whatever were the ones who called? There should have been some who called on the right and some who called on the left.
Well,
then the thing would be balanced.
There were, but we've played those ones before.
No. When there are issues, are men doing this or are men not doing that?
Mm.
I just played those that only said that men are the wrong party. It's not good enough.
But this is a conversation. This is a conversation that has been happening for a long time. And
no, I'm just joining today.
So you can't say that it's not balanced because you haven't listened to the past where we played the other side of the conversation.
The one you gave me was not balanced. Okay, no, I didn't say the whole conversation.
Okay.
The one you gave me
so let's talk about the one I've given you.
So anyway, all these things, it depends on the individuals, both the men and the women. I've known some women who earn more than their husbands, and nobody will know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've known some women who earn they just are earning, not even up to pay their husband, and everybody in the community will know about them.
Mm.
But men who are well off to intimidate and bully their wives, some men who are poor and who are nothing materially also do bully and intimidate their wives.
Mm.
I think this starts from where the relationship started. If the wife was any more than the man before they married, that would not have been a problem.
Right.
So I think it starts because most often the man starts the house, he starts above, and suddenly he feels that things are changing and he can't understand it. For me, if my wife, if I were buying one cup of rice and my wife can buy one bag, why should I bother? I will celebrate and I'll have a party for that. That should not bother me. That's for me. But it depends on the personality of the men and the women in question.
I see.
Thank you very much. And welcome from your leave.
Thank you, IK, for calling. We've got Ezedum in Suleri on the line. Ezedum, welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. I am Ezi Dun from Suleri.
Good to have you on the show.
Sandra, I don't want to say, or should I say, are we misinterpreting the report, or is the report false?
Okay.
Because I don't believe by the word insecurity. What is insecurity? No man. In fact, Sandra, the prayer of any man is to marry a wife that is doing well. If you say that a woman has a tendency to be beaten if she earns more than her husband, it means that her husband is earning something.
Mm-hmm.
It means that her husband is rich, but not richer than the woman.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Sandra, the only thing that can make a man to beat his wife if his wife is earning more than him, it's not because of insecurity, but because of disrespect and arrogance.
I see.
You see, Sandra.
Right.
They say that if you want to know how a person does, give him power or money.
Right.
Money can change a humble person. Money can change a humble wife. A wife that is doing well, at a point, she began to earn more. Money can change her. So it is not that her husband is feeling insecure because she makes money. No. It is because of change of character, disrespect, and arrogance.
No.
Which can trigger the man's anger to lay his hand on his wife.
Okay. I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. I want to stay on this line of thought that you've raised up. If you're saying that, what the only reason a man will beat his wife is because she starts to act arrogantly when she gets money, change of character. Are we saying that wives should also start to beat their husbands when they start making more money and their character changes and they start to disrespect their wives?
I am not saying that it is right for the man to beat his wife.
It's not right to beat anybody, but we'll also understand if the wife does it because the husband now has more money or is now making more money. We'll understand the same way we understand for the husbands, right?
Yes. Sandra, I'm saying that the only thing that can make a man to beat his wife can never be because of money or insecurity.
Yes, but because of the attitude of the wife.
Change of character.
And I'm now saying that that change of character, if let's say now that the husband starts making more money, his own character changes and the wife starts beating him. If we hear the story, we'll say, hey, you should not have beat your husband. Are we also going to say, but we understand because it's your husband's character changed?
Yes, majority of married men today in the world has more money than their wife. And men tend to control the influence of money in their life.
Are you speaking for all men? Are you speaking for all men? Can you speak for all men?
For all men, but
are you saying that there is no bad man in this world?
But I am telling you that money can change a person. Money and influence.
But it only changes women. It doesn't change men.
Because of that, man is more. Have more energy and power than women. So if they get angry, they could easily lose their power on women, which is wrong.
I see.
But I am saying here before I go, Sandra, it is only change of character and disrespect that can make a man to beat his wife, not insecurity.
Not insecurity on the part of the man. So can feeling poor not change a person? You know, because, I mean, I'm rich, it changes my character. When I'm poor, it can also change my character. I can also hate that you're richer than me and it will make me want to beat you, you know. But I do like that Ezedum agreed with me that even though it's bad to beat your wife or your husband, if we hear that a wife beat her husband because her husband's character changed, after he started making more money, we'll say, oh, you should not have beat your husband, but we'll understand that it's because the husband's character changed. Tony in Ikorodu, are you there? Oh, Tommy.
Yes, I'm here.
Tommy, hi, welcome.
Hi, I'm Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
I've been listening to the conversation. First of all, I want to say that people go into marriage with the wrong mindset and they don't go prepared.
Okay.
Just like one of the callers said, understand, and I must say that in marriage that there is love, I don't think that, you feel insecure or you feel, this kind of tingly feeling that, okay, your wife is making more money than you.
Mm.
For me, if my wife is making more money than me, it's addition to me, even if maybe something happens, I lose my job, it's really an addition to me.
Mm.
And that's even the time that you should praise your wife, that you should, try and show her more love. I think if there is love in the first place, if you guys ask yourself the right questions before you get married, financial questions about finances, how finances will be spent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if something happens to me tomorrow and you are the one with the job, how are we going to do it? Those questions people don't even ask. That's why people have problems eventually in their marriage. So I just want to say as a wrap up that it's all about that understanding and love. For me, if a man truly loves his wife and the wife, in other words, the wife should not be arrogant as well when she's making more money. Respect should just be mutual.
Reciprocal.
You know, there are some ladies also that once they're making more money, the man cannot talk to them. So once it's a thing of understanding love, and that respect is mutual, and everybody understands. The marriage is just flow.
Okay.
That's what I just think.
Thank you, Tommy, for calling. I appreciate it. Wale is Nebute Meta. He's a first time caller. Hi, Wale.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Good. Well, it's a pity the way we spend so much energy on this. I mean, marriage is partnership.
Okay.
Is it not?
If you say it is.
Marriage is partnership.
Okay.
So if anybody has money, the man, the woman, the whole money, the whole benefit is for the entire family.
Right.
And if anybody is succeeding, we should be happy about it.
Right.
I mean, there's no basis for beating. Anyway, maybe this is a social thing, but from the God's point of view, where the Bible says, love your wife as yourself.
Right.
Even a madman doesn't beat himself.
Right.
You hardly see a madman beating himself.
Right.
He takes care of himself.
That's right.
So, if my wife has money, I should encourage her, I should support her, I should advise her. And if the reverse is the case, everybody brings the whole thing to the table to benefit the entire family.
Right.
I think people need to understand that this marriage thing is an institution. Maybe people really want to learn more the benefits, why it was set up, partnership, mutual relationship, respect, value for one another. So these are the basic things that will really help people. If you know, money is not either you're a woman or a man. If a woman now graduated from school, get a job from maybe multinational, and the man, get a job from ministry, is the man going to commit suicide? Even the wife allowance alone can cover the entire salary.
Well, he could tell her to leave the job. We discussed it one time here, where some men would say leave the job.
Sandra. Please, let's be very, very realistic. Money is not written on man's head. Money is not written on woman's head. Money is not even the amount of work you do that give you money. It's by chance.
Wale, thank you very much for calling. All right, we have a break coming up. But before we go on that break, we've got Jumia on the show telling you about goodies they've got for you this Christmas, yes?
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Today we're talking about women who make more money. Are they more likely to be abused? As soon as a woman starts making more than half the money in the family, the chances of her husband abusing her emotionally increase by 20% and physically by 35%. That's what they found from Australia. This is data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics about domestic abuse and violence. They did that study for 10 years, and what the data from 10 years found was that women were 20% more likely to be abused by their husbands emotionally if they started making more money or more than half the money of the family, and then they were 35% more likely to be physically abused by their husbands if they started making more than half the money in the family. And my question for weeks now has been, is this true for Nigeria? What are the factors at play here? What could be the reason why this thing would be happening? Now, some people have called and they've said, oh, because women get arrogant. Some say because men get arrogant. Some say because men are domineering. Others say because men are insecure. This particular call, I found it very interesting.
Yes, I'm Mr. Peter. I'm calling you from Yaba.
Welcome, Mr. Peter. What do you think about this data from Australia?
Yes, I think the data is very correct.
Okay.
Very, very correct. And I also think that the situation in Nigeria here will be higher.
Okay.
And what surprises me is that in an advanced country like Australia, such a thing would be happening.
Okay.
And when you look at it that way, then you wonder how the situation will be in Nigeria here, where things are much tougher, where life is much tougher, harder to live. You know, so the when a woman earns more than the man, the man, yes, definitely feels insecure because naturally, no matter how anyone argues about it, naturally the man is supposed to provide for the family. But when the woman is now the one providing or getting more than the man feels, you know, less of a man. And any slight movement, any slight utterance from the woman, the man is easily provoked, easily irritated. And whatever action the woman takes, the man, we see intimidation there, we see oppression in her actions. So it's really a tough situation to be in, where the wife earns more than the man. It's not what any real man should pray for.
Interesting that he kept saying naturally. But is it really natural? How does this mindset affect domestic life? Let's say that there are two men. One of them is raised to believe that it is his exclusive job to provide for his family. And if his wife does it better than him, he's not a real man. Then the other man is raised to believe that husband and wife are partners and should work together to provide for each other and their children. If both men end up making more money than their wives, both of them will be happy. If they both end up making less than their wives, one of them will be okay, while the other one will feel emasculated. Notice that the only difference is inside his head. The only different thing is the mindset. So if that's the case, why do we keep teaching our sons and our daughters this mindset? Why do we keep teaching them that a man must be the better provider, especially in this modern world where, due to technology, women are more and more able to out-earn men? Because work no longer relies purely on physical strength. It doesn't rely on that anymore. Since we're seeing that the nature of work and the economy is changing, and that these changes are making men and women more likely to be equal earners, why are we still teaching our sons, ourselves, to expect to earn more than our wives? Our sons to expect to earn more than their wives? Ourselves, that a man should earn more than his wife? Why are we still teaching ourselves that when our sons are not earning more than their wives, or a man is not earning more than his wife, that they have failed at being men? Are we not setting them up for failure? Are we not just setting them up for this insecurity that our callers talked about? Are we not just setting up their wives to get beaten by an insecure husband? I wonder if you agree. I wonder which person's arrogance is more at play here, the husband or the wife? Or is it both their arrogance? Why are husbands more likely to beat a wife who earns more money? Is that just an Australian problem, or is that something that happens here in Nigeria as well? Now, I've been saying for weeks that this study is not saying that it happens in all homes. They're not saying that every woman who earns more money than her husband will be beating. They're saying if you look at the percentages, it's happening more among women who earn more than their husbands. So I'm just going to leave you with that food for thought. Just go and think on it, sleep on it, pray on it. Next Wednesday, we'll wrap this up and we'll stay on this naturally comment. Men are the natural providers. Are they really? Should they be really? Who made it natural? Natural, things like breathing. Is it natural or is it socialization? So next Wednesday, 4 p.m., you and me, we have a date right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Right now, Jumia has another message for you, yes?
Yes, we do. So, guys, it's time to chill. It's time to chill with the big boys and girls with Jumia Christmas sales. Guess what? Jumia is running a campaign that started on the 6th to the 19th of December. You really don't want to miss out on these flash sale deals. And guess what? There are time slots allotted that you can buy amazing items at discounted rates. So from 10 a.m., you can get stuffs like Umidigi A11 4GB at only 69,990 Naira. You can also get Oraimo FreePods 3 at 11,990 Naira. And even Devon King's cooking oil for only 6,100 Naira. And guess what? By 12 p.m. noon, you can get Itel 20,000 AH fast charging power bank for just 4,919 Naira. Hair Thermocool 70 liters double door refrigerator for just 79,990 Naira. Just small money. Imagine having that huge refrigerator for that amount. Now just wait to hear what you can buy when it is 2 p.m. A whole Hisense 58 Smart UHD 4K TV for only 250K. Come on now. You know how big that is. And you're just getting FIFA 22 Thermocool 80 Sport PS4 for just 25,990 Naira. Guys, you know what PS4 can do for you. And you're just spending only 25K. You need to jump on this. By 4 p.m., you can get Tecno POP 5 Go 1GB RAM plus 16GB ROM 4000mAh at 39,990 Naira. And a whole Benetton turbo-powered high-speed juice extractor for my yummy mummies for just 39,300 Naira. Guess what? After all these huge amounts, we still have a store for 5K orders. On this, you can purchase items for nothing less than 5,000. Imagine buying laptop bags, sneakers, fashion accessories, phone accessories, toys, and so much more for nothing more than 5,000. Hurry, guys, and start shopping with Jumia.
All right, you heard the ladies. Start shopping with Jumia. Coming up, why are our markets so dirty? Why are they so filthy? Why can we not get sanitation right in our markets all over the country, not just Lagos, all over the country? We seem to take it for granted that Nigerian markets must be filthy. So on our business segment, Balogun Abroad, let's have that conversation. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.